On Cape St. Antonis, the best studied sites are those from the late cultural layer. This covers the period from the end of the 4th to the beginning of the 7th century. The studied structures were part of a late antique fortress. The fortress located above the sea bay can also be defined as a small port city. The fortification line consisted of a stone fortress wall and a moat in front of it. The length of the fortification line was about 250 meters and covered an area of just over 35 acres. Starting from the middle of the fortress wall, the main street paved with large slab stones was the so-called mesa, typical of late antique cities. An uncovered section of the mesa can be seen to the left of the entrance to the archaeological reserve at Cape St. Antonis. The mesa was the main commercial artery of the ancient city. Around the mesa, a little more than 30 buildings with stone construction and outbuildings around them were studied. Wooden sheds, deeply dug cellars, and others. The buildings had different purposes, mainly housing, but they also served as craft workshops, warehouses, shops, pubs, or ergasteras. Almost in the center of the fortress at Cape St. Antonis, near the main water supply, a small public bathhouse has been explored. The bathhouse can be seen to the right of the bridge at the Cape St. Antonis Archaeological Reserve. In addition to purely hygienic functions, the baths also had healing functions, according to traditional ideas about healthy living in antiquity. On the other hand, the baths were one of the main places where the public everyday life of cities bustled in late antiquity. Also, any important activity, especially God-pleasing deeds, was not carried out without visiting a bath. After the establishment of Christianity, associated with holidays, one had to go to the baths before baptism and after communion. In public baths, news and gossip were also exchanged, disputes were resolved, deals were made, and there was also small-scale street trading. According to the old Roman tradition preserved into late antiquity, bathing lasted a long time, even hours, going through three different stages. Firstly, with unheated water in the cold room, or frigidarium, next with warm water in the warm room, or tepidarium, and finally with hot water in the hot room, or the so-called caldarium. Finally, this process was repeated in reverse order.